Chris Nunu ran for governor on a promise to reinvigorate New Hampshire's economy, in part by selling the state as the place to do business. This approach isn't new. Every recent governor has tried it to some degree. But as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, a strong sales pitch alone may only go so far.
If you listen to Governor Sununu talk up New Hampshire as a place to do business, two things become clear. He believes New Hampshire retains the qualities that made for boom times during the 1980s, and thinks with the right policies, the state can again be a magnet for businesses that want to grow.
We're promoting new businesses, we're promoting a stronger workforce, we're promoting those opportunities, and we keep driving that up here. That's the way we used to do it, and we had a tremendous success with it. All the businesses in Massachusetts were flooding over the border. We can get there again.
Sununu's focus on how the state used to do it is striking, given his age. At 42, he's the youngest governor in the country. But it may also be natural given his personal history. Born in Salem in 1974, he grew up during New Hampshire's boom years, including six of them when his father was governor.
I am proud that the message of our performance continues to keep New Hampshire the envy of our nation.
The current governor, Sununu's stress on making New Hampshire what it once was, an economy powered by new businesses and in-migrating talent seeking economic liberty, has been clear in speeches he's delivered to local chambers of commerce ever since he won election.
We're going to keep lowering our business taxes. We have another set of business taxes, as you guys know, are going to be lowered. I'm pushing for another set to be lowered at least by 2020.
And for audience members of a certain age, this classic GOP message remains resonant. Ed Caron is a banker who sat on the board of New Hampshire's Business Finance Authority for more than three decades.
When his father was governor, I mean, you go back to the late 70s and early 80s, there were a lot of companies that came across state lines, brought some great jobs, digital equipment, Budweiser plant, just a whole number of companies.
Caron says he knows plenty has changed over the past 40 years, but he remains convinced if Sununu makes progress in two key areas, New Hampshire could again be a magnet.
We've done it in the past, and I know for a fact it's the taxes and it's energy.
But what worked in the past may no longer be as potent. In the period the governor harkens back to, New Hampshire was growing at its fastest rate in history. The population spiked, as did the economy. The state's GDP grew 75% during the 1980s. Steve Norton directs the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. He says reigniting that sort of growth would take more than just lowering the cost of doing business.
We've had these incredible demographic tailwinds for 30 years, and we don't have them anymore. The migration patterns have changed. We've aged. The entire Northeast has aged. So our economic development activities have to be focused differently than they've been for the past 30 years.
There are signs Governor Sununu understands this. His push for full-day kindergarten as a way to attract and keep a younger workforce is one example. But it remains Sununu has put business recruitment and selling New Hampshire at the very center of his economic agenda.
We have to understand that the image that we show is the reality that is perceived.
And as he told a recent gathering of Chamber of Commerce officials in Concord, what he hopes to achieve is to make New Hampshire the most attractive place in the region for the young and talented.
When you get out of college in the Boston area, I want it to be known, hey, I hope I can get a job up in New Hampshire because that's where everyone is landing right now.
A goal worth pursuing, but one unlikely to be achieved by salesmanship alone. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.